Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Becoming a Globally Competent Teacher by Ariel Tickner Wagner, Hillary Parkhouse, Jocelyn Glazier, and J. Ann. Montana Cane is a professional education book published by ASCD for teachers, school leaders, and educator developers. Its central concern is how classroom practice should respond to an increasingly interconnected, culturally diverse, and interdependent world. Rather than treating global education as an optional enrichment topic, the book frames global competence as a professional capacity that affects curriculum design, classroom relationships, equity, and student preparation for civic and academic life. The authors connect personal global awareness with practical teaching decisions, emphasizing that educators need both reflective habits and usable tools. The book is especially grounded in the needs of culturally and linguistically diverse learners, including students whose experiences are often marginalized in conventional curricula. Its purpose is not only to define global competence, but also to help educators translate that definition into equitable learning environments, meaningful instruction, and professional growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, global competence as a professional teaching capacity. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of global competence as part of professional teaching practice, rather than as a separate subject area. The authors present globally competent teaching as the ability to help students understand the world, communicate across differences, consider multiple perspectives, and act with awareness of global and local interdependence. This framing matters because it moves global learning beyond special events, international celebrations, or isolated geography lessons. A teacher may be personally interested in world affairs, but the book argues that this interest becomes educationally meaningful only when it shapes classroom choices. Those choices include the texts students encounter, the questions they investigate, the voices treated as authoritative, and the way students connect learning to real social issues. The book, therefore, links teacher identity, instructional design, and student outcomes. Its practical significance lies in showing that global competence is not reserved for world language or social studies teachers. It can inform elementary classrooms, science inquiry, literacy instruction, and school-wide professional learning when educators intentionally connect content knowledge with cultural awareness and civic purpose. Secondly, equity and cultural responsiveness at the center of global learning. The book distinguishes meaningful global competence from a shallow interest in international topics by placing equity at the center of the discussion. Its approach is concerned with how students from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds experience school, whose knowledge is validated, and whether classroom practices prepare all learners to participate fully. This emphasis reflects the professional background and research interests associated with the authors, especially work connected to English language learners, culturally diverse communities, and social-emotional as well as academic outcomes. The book treats diversity not as a challenge to be managed, but as a resource for deeper learning. In practical terms, this means that globally competent teaching should invite students to examine multiple viewpoints, connect curriculum to varied lived experiences, and question single-story explanations of cultures or communities. The equity focus also prevents global education from becoming detached from local realities. Students do not need to look only across national borders to encounter global complexity. Immigration, language diversity, economic inequality, environmental issues, and civic participation often appear within their own communities. The book stands out by tying global citizenship to fairer classroom participation and representation. Thirdly, translating teacher mindsets into classroom routines and curriculum choices. A recurring idea in the book is that mindset alone is insufficient. Teachers may value diversity, care about global issues, or believe in student agency, but those commitments must become visible in daily routines and curriculum decisions. The book helps educators think about this translation process. Globally competent teaching can influence how teachers select instructional materials, design inquiry questions, facilitate discussion, and assess student understanding. For example, a classroom that values multiple perspectives should not simply add diverse content. It should give students structured opportunities to compare evidence, listen across difference, and examine how context shapes interpretation. Similarly, a lesson connected to a global issue should not reduce complexity to a simple moral conclusion. It should help students analyze causes, consequences, and possible responses at different scales. This mechanism is important because many teachers support global learning in principle, but lack clear pathways for implementation. The book offers a professional bridge between abstract commitments and classroom action. Its value lies in showing that global competence develops through repeated instructional decisions, not through a single unit or symbolic activity. Fourthly, professional learning as a pathway to sustained global competence. The book is not written only for individual classroom teachers working in isolation. It also addresses the role of school leaders, instructional coaches, and professional development facilitators in building global competence over time. This matters because globally competent teaching requires reflection, collaboration, and institutional support. Teachers need opportunities to examine their own assumptions, learn from colleagues, adapt curriculum, and evaluate whether their practices are equitable and effective. The authors are associated with frameworks, tools, and professional learning experiences, and the book reflects that applied orientation. Instead of presenting global competence as a fixed checklist, it treats it as a developmental professional capacity. Schools can support this development by creating shared language, aligning global learning with existing academic goals, and encouraging educators to study student experiences. This perspective helps avoid the common weakness of reform initiatives that depend on one enthusiastic teacher. When professional learning is coordinated, global competence can become part of school culture rather than an optional personal project. The book therefore has relevance for teacher preparation programs, district initiatives, and school improvement efforts focused on diversity, citizenship, and deeper learning. Lastly, preparing students for interdependence without reducing learning to global awareness. The book emphasizes that students need more than awareness that the world is interconnected. Awareness can remain passive if students merely learn that global problems exist or that cultures differ. The authors frame globally competent teaching as preparation for participation in a complex world which requires knowledge, skills, and attitudes working together. Students should be able to investigate issues, understand perspectives, communicate with respect, and consider responsible action. This broader view makes the book educationally practical because it connects global competence with academic learning rather than replacing it. Reading, writing, inquiry, discussion, and evidence-based reasoning all become tools for understanding global and local interdependence. The book also implies a balanced approach to action. It does not need to turn every lesson into activism, but it does ask teachers to help students see themselves as capable participants in their communities and beyond. This is especially important in diverse classrooms, where students may already have direct experience with migration, language difference, transnational family ties, or social inequality. The book, therefore, treats global competence as both intellectual preparation and civic preparation. In conclusion, becoming a globally competent teacher is best suited for practicing teachers, preservice educators, instructional coaches, school leaders, and professional development designers who want global learning to become a serious part of classroom practice. Readers looking for a narrow collection of international lesson ideas may find it broader than expected, because its main purpose is to shape professional thinking and instructional decision-making. Its practical benefit is that it helps educators connect global competence with equity, curriculum design, student voice, cultural and linguistic diversity, and school-wide professional learning. Intellectually, it offers a useful correction to versions of global education that focus mainly on travel, cultural celebration, or international facts. The book stands out in its category because it frames global competence as an everyday teaching responsibility grounded in equitable learning, not as an enrichment program for already advantaged students. It is also distinctive in connecting global citizenship with the realities of diverse classrooms in the United States. Compared with more theoretical works on globalization and education, it is positioned as an applied professional resource. Compared with simple activity guides, it provides a stronger rationale for why teacher mindset, classroom practice, and institutional support must develop together. Its strongest value is helping educators make global competence concrete without separating it from academic rigor or inclusion. If you would like to support Ariel Tickner-Wagner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.